Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Today's solution, what are your core values?
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend Nick Natarella with this week's solution.
What are your core values? They are the foundation of your business. I was having a discussion with a subcontractor. They were venting their frustration with a general contractor they had worked for. This GC bid the project low to get it, then, after getting it, continued raising the price through change orders. The subcontractor felt this was dishonest and unethical. Core values are the building blocks that make up the foundation your business is built on. Core values are fundamental beliefs. They are your guiding principles. The definition of core is the central or most important part of something. This is the most inner part of who you are. This is also the most inner part of your business. It's like your conscience. Deep down on the inside, who God made you to be, values are the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something, a person's principles or standards of behavior, one's judgment of what is important in life and business. You choose these values, how you want to be, how you will treat others, etc. This doesn't mean they have to be good. Some people's values may be selfish or greedy, but regardless, we choose what values we live by. A wise person builds their business on a solid foundation. The rain can pour down, rivers flood, and the winds beat against the business, but if it's built on a solid foundation, it will not fall. Matthew 7, 24 and 25. Bad core values will not support the business in the long term. The foolish person builds their business on the sand. The rain can pour down, rivers flood, and the winds beat against the business, it will fall and crash. Matthew 7, 26 and 27. The core values that my business is built on are a collection of some things that I'm naturally good at and some things not so much. I'm constantly working to get better at all of them. These things are in alignment with what I believe God wants from me and my business. These core values, other than the first one, are in no specific order. Some of you may recognize as quotes or common sayings, others derived from things I've heard or experienced. All of them are values I hold high and am striving to live out daily. Here they are. 1. Honor God in all that I do. 2. Pay attention to detail. 3. Spend time wisely. There is a limited amount. 4. Never be satisfied with mediocrity. 5. Find and maintain the balance in everything. 6. Build the wall one brick at a time. 7. Remember that I have two ears and one mouth. 8. Avoid drama. 9. Be accountable. 10. Take off the blinders, be more observant. 11. Make all I can, save all I can, give all I can. And 12. Intentional action. You can find out more details about these core values by following the links above. Build your business on a solid foundation.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.